Want to greet each one in the precious name of Jesus this morning. Trust that we can experience that love we just sang about. I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 18 this morning for a opening meditation. Excuse me, it's Matthew 16. Matthew 16, it's a familiar scripture. It's one that we know the context and all, but it's a very blessed scripture because of the fact that, like many things in scripture, it reaches down to us today, right here, right now. Verse 13 says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say that our knowledge comes to us. We can understand it, but it's another thing to do it.'" We have much more of a distance between understanding and doing than what the disciples had back then. When they said something, this was a part of their life and they did it. Today, and there was others too, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So there still was some of that distance back then, but I believe it's much more so today. Today, you will find most people in our country will say that they believe that Jesus is Lord. There's a lot of them anyhow that do, and there could be nothing in their life that would prove that they believe what they just said. But with Peter, it was a totally different story. Peter said, "I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." This was something that all of the Jewish nation was looking forward to. Peter recognized it, that this is the time, this is the man. And he made this great statement. But I want to focus a little bit on what Jesus said here. Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, that flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." But this is what Jesus says in verse 18. I'd like to just take these words singly. "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Especially that phrase, "I will build my church." First of all, that's that single word, "I." This is Christ talking. Christ that was in the creation. Christ that they were following, that provided bread when they were hungry, that stilled the storm when it was out of control, that cleaned the leper, that raised the dead. This was Christ that is saying, "I." Okay? Then he's saying, "Will." This is a blessing to me because he's saying, today when we want to do something, we have to use the word, "I'm going to try," or "I'm going to make an attempt," or "I'm going to put an effort toward this end." But Jesus said, "I will." And that's a powerful word. It's a small word, but it's got tremendous punch to it. "I will build my church." And then he says, "Build." And that's completely the opposite of what's happening many times. Many times we're seeing destruction. We're seeing things being torn down, things that are good. And Jesus said, he's going the other way. "I'm going to build my church." And then he's saying, this is his church. This is his body. This is his glory. And the church is a called out people that are going to honor and glorify him. Every one of those words is a powerful and all encompassing word. The word church is not just an individual, but it is a group. It's a called out body. So now comes the interesting part. How is Christ going to do this? You know, he uses stones, living stones, to do his, to build his body, to build his temple. And these stones are you and I today, those that have people that are where Christ is Lord in their life. And he's using people to do his work. And this is, and what kind of work is it doing? You know, Gerald gave us a very good foundation this morning in the his remarks in the devotional, where he talks about people being compassionate. That's one. But it's people building each other up in the most holy faith. That's what Jesus is doing. That's how he's going to build his church. You know, Joshua, in our Sunday school lesson, had a very unusual experience in meeting the captain of the Lord's host. I had to think, you know, I thought Joshua was the captain. And he, you know, there was no hesitation on his part to say, to do whatever the captain, him as a messenger of God. If our eyes were opened this morning, would we recognize the captain of the Lord's host? Someone that is telling us to do just exactly what Jesus said, I will do. And the most outstanding thing that Jesus said, that, you know, we, in our memory verses this morning, it says, talks about, by their fruits ye shall know them. And and it ends with, our memory passage ended with that thought as well, that we're going to know by the fruits, by the fruit of the Spirit in a person's life, the way that they live is going to determine whether or not they're theirs. Well, anyhow, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. And love is not strictly, it's not confined to the warm feelings of brotherhood, but it is definitely that. But it's also doing the right thing and being the right kind of support, being the right kind of help for one another that we can grow. And I think that we need to focus on that part of it. Build each other up in the right kind of thing that we can grow. It was good to see Brian leading the songs up here. We're going to, I feel like we're going through a bit of remodeling in our church with both Steve and Brian leaving soon, and others have gone, and it seems like we're maybe like a remodel project where we don't know what the price is going to be. But I sense that it's going to be more than we want to pay. We're having a tough time finding a teacher. We're getting desperate. And so we appreciate your contribution there. I know that that the Lord is going to work in his work, but I want to be a part of that work. I want to be in his kingdom, want to be his building, and want to build each other up in the most holy faith. One of the sobering things about Christianity is the fact that wherever it flourished for a time, it became cold later. You look at Jerusalem, there's Christians there. There's Christians in the Middle East. But it's definitely a persecuted and a minority. And down through time where Christianity flourished, it became cold after centuries later. In the 1800s, England had a tremendous revival, and they sent missionaries many, many places. In Africa, we read tremendous stories of David Livingstone and over to China, of Hudson, and so on. But that, too, is a fairly cold place today. There's a Bible society, but I think real Christianity is really on the demise there. And we're facing it here in America. We're seeing a lot of coldness in Christianity, and the warmth that Christ is looking for is not very apparent in most places that are called Christian today. And on the other hand, I hear it's growing by leaps and bounds in China, a place that you would think there would be not much hope, but there's people there that are hungry. And so I'm confident that Christ is keeping his promise where he said, I will build my church. The question to us is, are we going to be a part of that great building? Are we going to be faithful in his service and building each other up in the most holy faith? You know, that's my prayer and my plea, that we be a part of his kingdom. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.